Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the show today, comedian Matt Holt, comedian Brandon Iyer, joy, and old references. Right after this from Donnie Baker.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker, man. Man, I heard Christy Lee read a news story that really rode my nerves hard, man. That story about the middle school in Washington, D.C. and their new hands-off policy. No physical contact whatsoever. I swear to God that's what they're doing. Which means, if you touch anybody, you'll probably do detention, probably have to write sentences on the board, which never made sense to me anyways. I, Donald Baker, won't never speak unless my hand is raised, or unless I have an emergency situation 200 times, Mr. Repass. Yeah, leave it to a grammar teacher to assign me a run-on sentence, you dick. You was never qualified to teach English anyways. Hell, I probably knew more about conjugation and verbs and you'll never know, and I'll say it right to your face. Anyways, man, the day that schools start outlawing physical contact with other students is the day I'll go to D.C. and march in front of the Empire State Building. And don't think I won't do it. Hell, I'll probably get 500 or 600 more people to join me in the same cause. This whole thing is just stupid, man. I mean, I know the difference. I'm like most of you guys. I've been on probation. I passed the good touch, bad touch course. But this school says there's no exceptions to the rule. Right. Well, if that's the case, who's going to wrestle for you? You may as well kill the whole wrestling program. Good luck getting a grip on a half Nelson if you have to approach it like a street mime. And what about the baseball team? Say you win a game, or say you lose a game. Game's over and you have to shake hands after the game. Your own school policy won't permit it now. You have to shake hands after a baseball game. It's state law. So right there's a pigeonhole in the whole judicial system. I study this stuff, man. Uh-huh. I had prepaid attorney fees for like 7 years, and my Uncle Sonny represented himself in a bogus propositional prostitution charge and beat the old judge in court 7 about 4 years ago. Didn't have a single briefcase or a sheet of paper. He made a good point to the judge's face. I mean, once the cop showed up and flashed a spotlight on her, technically what she was doing became art. Anything under a spotlight is protected by the arts. I swear to God that's true. And thank God. I mean, that's how strip clubs beat the system every day. To this day, that's why we still don't have open-air strip clubs. Anyways, man, this new hands-off policy means no more fun under the bleachers. Hell, that's where most kids learn the circle of life. So thank God, man, we still have hay rides. It means no more pull my finger, which has been a staple in every school system since teachers were getting free apples. It means no more high fives from your buddies when you beat a pregnancy test. It means the end of turn and cough. Hell, for some kids, that's the only action they ever got anyways. Now, don't get me wrong, man. I ain't condoning violence or nothing. I ain't even that much of a violent person. It's just that sometimes this day and age...
Come on, Donnie. Enough with the speech. Get back to work.
Shut up, Randy, before I bitch slap you. Don't touch me. Don't never touch me. I gotta go.
We know what you need. Here's another healthy dose of Bob and Tom Extra.
And Brendan Iyer, he spells it E-Y-R-E.
Yes.
Wrestling with that spelling his entire life. And you're originally a Buckeye. You say you live in Brooklyn right now. Girlfriend, pets, anything in your apartment there?
I do. I have a girlfriend. You're talking about condoms earlier. There's a new one I invented.
Oh.
A new name.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys watch Netflix, sure. But sometimes I'll be with the lady and I'll say, hold on, I've got to grab a Marie Kondo. Oh.
Asian
yes.
House cleaning
woman.
Thing.
And if it doesn't spark joy, I'll be taking it off.
Wow. That's her philosophy, is it not?
Yeah, so she's pregnant.
I see. So Marie thanks her shoes when she wears them?
Yes, she does. She takes thanks. Them off as she enters her room, like, her home.
You. Like a
thanks
true lunatic.
Thanks her shoes, wipes off the bottom, and yeah. puts them in a little basket by the front door. Or back door.
That is the behavior of an insane person.
I'll bet she's a joy to be around.
yeah.
Well, I've got the hazmat suit on. Is it sexy time?
Oh, wait.
Yeah.
This
yeah.
coming from you?
Where's yes. your jug of hand sanitizer?
You mean this one?
Keg O Purell.
Got that last Wednesday.
Yeah, you need to get that.
Yeah.
Well, no, the worshiping of Marie Kondo is weird to me. It's become this cult. If you're not aware of it, it's shows you how to clean your room. and just
throwing
away all your stuff. I don't get it.
I think the cynical ones of us probably have a lot of trouble with her saying, if it doesn't bring you joy, throw it away.
Well, sadly, a couple guys heave their wife off a cliff.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. And vice versa. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, honey, I'm taking a picture. Back up. No, you're 10 feet from the cliff. Oh, shoot.
Oh, boy.
Do you have an article of clothing that really does spark joy for you? When you put it on, you go, ah.
No, I do. I will admit I have two pairs of jeans. I'm down to the two now.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, they're...
I think someone who uses joy in that way doesn't understand the word joy.
Yeah, but I do have a favorite pair of pants.
Sure, we all have favorite shirts.
Favorite.
And, yeah. favorite
Did
shirt.
It bring you joy?
Not really.
I did it. I did it. All that's left in my apartment is one hooded sweatshirt and a bottle of lotion.
All right.
Two things to bring you joy. Yeah.
And no pants.
Because otherwise you'd be sparking friction.
Speaking of no pants.
Again, Matt Holt, no laughs.
Yeah, Matt's doing some real work over here.
It's all right. Fine.
He's working.
That's
working.
Now, so you don't have a dog, though, just the girlfriend.
Just a girlfriend. No dog. I'd love to get a dog. It's hard to have a dog in New York.
Sure. You know, do you have a car?
I do. I have a car. I'm on the road all the time. My car broke down recently. I'm from Ohio originally, like you said, but living in Brooklyn is weird. My car broke down, and the mechanic called me, and he goes, your radiator's shot. What do you want to do? And I go, I probably want to get a second opinion from someone who knows how to pronounce radiator. That's what I was thinking I might do. Did you check the spork plugs?
Hey, look, Mr. Irie. I fix them. I don't pronounce them.
Professionally, called it a radiator. If I went to the doctor and he goes, we got to get you checked out for colon cancer. probably find a different doctor.
Well, now you mentioned that your favorite thing is you want to be at home alone with a hoodie and a bowl of cream.
I think he said a bottle of lotion. Yeah. Why don't you get a bowl of
cream? What is he, a kitten?
You have to be doing that on purpose.
No, what you say? You said
the interesting thing is, I said a bottle of lotion because I wanted it to be more relatable. The truth is, it's a bowl of cream.
But what is significant is you did not say pants. So that leads Christy to the story you've been teasing about the guy with no pants.
A South Carolina man has been arrested after driving around a college campus without any pants on. Winthrop University Police Lieutenant Charles Yerda said two students looking out their dorm window spotted the pantless driver. Yerda told the state newspaper that 23-year-old David Nathaniel Atkinson was arrested on Saturday, charged with indecent exposure.
Hilarious.
Atkinson, not a student, and has no affiliation with the school in Rockin,
all
South
right.
Carolina.
Just a creep. Yeah. Driving around campus.
Well, I think I'm going to drive around campus with no pants on. Was it a convertible, do you suppose?
I don't. It must have had a moonroof open or something.
Wow, that's great. Well, sign
pulling
says
the floorboard.
No shirt, no shoes, no service. Don't say nothing about pants.
Yeah.
It's the Fourth Amendment, right?
Found me a loophole.
He's Porky Piggin.
Oh, yep. God.
There is. Man. Wow.
No, I wonder if he had leather seats. That'd be awkward.
Oh, God.
Sticky.
Yeah,
we have another story from South Carolina. Did you see this one?
About pants?
No, this guy tried to cover the smell of alcohol on his breath by spraying Axe body spray into his mouth.
Good.
Good. All right.
How'd that go?
The state newspaper reports that Spartanburg County Sheriff's deputies stopped Efren Mencio Ramirez.
Efren. Oh, I love that name.
On Saturday, he reportedly used the Axe body spray as deputies approached his vehicle. According to the incident report, 10 beers from a 12-pack on the floor of his vehicle were nearly empty.
Oh.
He also allegedly had an open bottle between his legs.
That's right.
The 49-year-old now faces charges of driving under the influence.
Axe body spray?
Yeah.
Sir,
wow.
Sir, you smell like alcohol and a middle school dance.
Is Axe body spray full of alcohol anyway? Aren't those?
I don't know. Probably.
There's gotta be some in there.
I think it is. I think it smells probably just as alcoholic as alcohol.
Yeah.
In the category, this must be prefaced by saying this is an absolutely true story. at one point, and this would have been probably 10 years ago, maybe, or so, the school that my son went to released a memo to all parents outlawing Axe everything.
Wow.
I'm serious. They sent a thing home saying, please, enough. Do not let them use it.
Gotcha.
The whole school. Is that still a thing? Is that still out there? Is that a big
I don't know. Thing?
I use
boys.
Axe deodorant, and I like it a lot, but yeah, I've used that. I do not. I've never used the body spray.
But I do remember that being when you're at a certain age, you haven't learned yet what the correct amount of sprays is.
The dose.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. You haven't learned that, 67 sprays is a little excessive.
Chick, what's the proper way to apply cologne?
Well, you spray it, then you walk into
That's
it.
Exactly right. You spray it in the air, then walk in.
I would argue the proper way is to never wear it. But, yes, that's too. My preference.
Now, well, when you what was the, when you were a kid, when you were in, when you were in junior high school, what was the go-to?
Because I Brute, the green plastic bottle. Brute.
Oh, for me, it was Right Guard.
Right Guard?
Right Guard.
That's a deodorant. That's not a cologne.
Well, this was I thought you said it was Axe deodorant spray.
No, I said body spray.
Okay.
That's a cologne.
Oh God, even worse.
So, well, Right Guard was the big deodorant. Was that in the spray?
Yeah, that was all the commercials.
Remember the Mad Men episode when they had the first Right Guard can in their hand and they're trying to talk about how to promote it because they'd never seen an aerosol can before. It was like huge.
Wow, it's fascinating. But I am just curious if Axe is still a thing or if that's.
I think it's got a lot of shelf space. Yeah. There's a lot of Axe products out there.
Did you wear cologne in high school?
Never.
Polo was my era.
God, yeah, it sure was.
Polo, that's expensive for a high school.
Brendan, you strike me as being a high karate guy.
I don't think he was alive during high karate days.
Do you want Brendan to punch you? Is that what you're trying to do?
Tom, I can get you a pack of six combo pack of Axe body spray for $20.
Oh.
So it's all over the place.
Okay. Do you guys remember, Matt, do you remember the shampoo? Gee, your hair smells terrific.
Yes.
I also do not remember that.
I also remember Body on Tap,
which was
shampoo that had beer in it.
What?
Yeah, that was one of the things. Yeah.
So you'd smell like beer?
Seems I don't kind know.
Of, well, sorry, officer, it's just
I was like, wow, my dad must have just washed his hair. Amazing.
Wasn't that like a DIY thing where you were supposed to rinse your hair in beer at some
Body
at
on Tap.
Point.
Yeah, it's a real
could
thing.
Be, could be. You're right, though. I think there was a thing where you're supposed to put beer in your hair and then people would do it and they'd get attacked by bees.
Yes.
Isn't that the one? Seriously.
There haven't been that many bee stings since the great Pepsi body wash incident.
1979.
Right, that was tragic.
I might be making that up, but I think that was a thing in the 70s.
And 80s. I don't think they make Gee, Your Hair Smells Terrific. I think that company folded after they tried to bring out a douche.
Oh, boy.
Well, there's no hair down
there. That was a problem. But this is the... We had this story earlier. I want to see if I can find it. This guy's trying to cover the stench of...
What story do you want?
He's got 10 beers in his half drunk in his floor of his car.
Yeah.
Here it is. You remember this one? The lady in Connecticut was charged with driving under the influence. She was drunk on vanilla extract.
Yes.
All right. That's
50 years old. She had several bottles of pure vanilla extract inside the car. She failed field sobriety tests. I didn't realize that stuff's full of alcohol.
They have to drink a lot.
And it's also really expensive.
Yeah.
That's a costly drunk there.
Good she vanilla, was a classy lady.
That's right.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Getting Keebler'd. That's what you call that. Christy, I'm finding you. Okay, here.
Getting Keebler'd.
The guy in Spartanburg was pulled over. His name was Ephraim Mencia Ramirez.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to play this. This is a quiz for our guest, Brendan Ayer.
Ooh, okay.
On his way to Go Bananas in Cincinnati. Quiz time. What is that the music for?
Oh, my God.
Was
that music?
Yeah.
Was that music or something being dragged along the ground?
I'll play hear it again?
Yeah, this is your hint is Ephraim. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, my Lord.
That's not...
He's not going to know that.
Well, it sounds like it might be a little before my time.
Yeah, it sure does.
My hint is Ephraim.
Your second hint is Zimbalist.
Oh, much like the high karate reference, I feel that
Isn't
I'm
that
missing
great?
Something
that's
here.
That's the theme to the FBI, starring Ephraim Zimbalist Jr.
Sunday nights at 9 on ABC.
Great,
brought
great
to you by
actor.
The Ford Motor Company.
Here it comes. Great horns.
The FBI. A Quinn Martin Warner Brothers production.
I was born too late.
Starring Ephraim Zimbalist Jr.
See, you don't hear the name Ephraim anymore.
No.
Wow.
Great name.
As Lou Erskine. That's right.
Tom.
Inspector Louis Erskine.
That's right.
I can't thank you enough for having me on your show. It really means a lot. But I do have to say, I think that quiz was a little unfair.
I think you're right.
I think it was a little stacked against me. Yeah. I didn't know a single word of what you mentioned.
He was
FBI. I'm familiar with FBI.
Okay, here's
even born yet.
Okay, here's something from before you're born. I bet you get this one. What's this?
Wide World of Sports? Oh,
yes,
you're kind of close. I mean, it's within that realm.
The Olympic.
There you go.
The Olympics.
Yeah.
Very
yeah.
good.
It's called Fanfare for the Olympics. Yeah. Written by
but
John
you know
Philip Sousa and
Pete Townsend. They did play that during Wide World of Sports, though.
Something similar, if not that. I'll accept both answers. Thank you.
Thank you. I feel great. Now.
So you've gotten the first. You missed the first one, got the second one. And, of course, as you know on this show, we'll spin the orifice wheel after your third one. Get the orifice wheel ready, please.
Okay.
Now, which one, what's this?
Gotta get on.
Go get.
Oh, that sounds like...
what is that show?
There's no way he's
going to know. There's no way he's going to know this. I won't know. I don't know it.
So it would... A show I don't know. Let me think of shows that I don't know.
it was remade into a movie.
It's the Norm answer. A show I've never seen.
It's the Mod Squad, so I'm sorry we have to spin the orifice wheel.
All right.
Is it? Does that... It,
okay. Chick, you read it. What do we got?
Oh, it's anus.
Oh,
so is that where
sorry,
I have to kiss
Brendan.
The Pope?
We'll be right back.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.